from your victorious Sacramento Kings. And as we said before, the Cavs were the NBA champions. The Kings went into Cleveland and they slayed the champion. We are now the champions.
That's true.
And your point guard for the Sacramento Kings, Darren Collison. Darren, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Everything just has to be better on a day after. I mean, your cereal has to taste better. The sun's shining. The birds are chirping. It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, it's always a good feeling to win, you know, and get closer to our goal of making the playoffs, and especially playing that well in a, you know, tough environment against, you know, like the defending champions. But, you know, we know there's still more work to be done, and we can't be satisfied with this outcome.
Okay, Darren, I'm going to put you on blast right here. After the game, I interviewed Aaron Aflalo, who hit that big shot. I don't think I've ever seen a smile on Aaron's face as big as we saw last night. And we're sitting here talking to you this morning. Yes, it's early. You're probably in your hotel room here in Indiana as well. But I'm going to need a little bit more excitement out of you this morning, Darren.
No, that's exactly what it is. I'm actually tired right now, really, really tired. We were all happy for Aaron. You know what I mean? We know how good Aaron could be for this team. And we know the situation has been a little bit inconsistent for, you know, everybody. But Aaron came through. You know, he told us that he'll come through for us one game. And it just happened to be one of the biggest games of the season that he came through.
Darren, you mentioned your guys' goal is still the playoffs. And, you know, our job is to sit here and have opinions and stuff. And with people like us, where the optimism kind of blows with the wind, you know, one day it could be great, one day, you know, everything, the world's falling down. Is it easy for you guys inside that locker room to tune out loudmouth doofuses like us?
I don't know. but you have to, you know what I mean? As being a professional athlete, you know, when you win, they're going to say good things about you. When you lose, they're going to say bad things about you. Rarely anybody's going to analyze the situation, you know, take it with a grain of salt. So, I mean, for a professional athlete, especially being in our situation, and we've been dealing with so much for the last few years, you know, we kind of have to block things out and kind of just stick together. And I think that's been, like, the most successful part of this team, is that no matter what outcome we had, or whether we win or we lose a tough game, you know, guys are continuing to stay together.
Darren Collison joining us from Indiana. Kings win 116-112. And Darren, with a phenomenal game last night, 23 points, 3 boards, 5 assists, a couple of steals, and a huge – Darren, I don't know towards the end of the game how the hell you got that – I don't even want to call it a layup, whatever that was off the backboard to fall. You had like 7 redwoods falling on you at once. Did that
right.
Surprise you a little bit too, that thing went in?
A little bit, because you know how – like Kevin, he had a good angle to block my shot, and – I knew my only chance was to get it high off the glass, you know, something that, you know, I've been working on, you know, with the coaches. And it hadn't been the same exact layup that I've been working on with the coaches, and it hadn't been off in that same exact scenario. But it was a good play by Garrett to Matt, and Matt made a great pass, and I was able to capitalize on the play.
Darren, I know that it was a struggle, kind of the homestand before you guys left on this road trip, and it was by no means an easy schedule at home, but it was nice to be home for a while. It didn't go how you guys wanted, and it was a rough place to come out on the road, and after that Memphis game, it seems like something has just clicked with you guys. Are you sensing that, and if so, what is it?
It's our effort. You know what I mean? Our ability to continue to keep going no matter how things is going for us. Give me 1 second.
Hey, go ahead.
Sorry about that. No, it's like I said, it's our effort. I think guys are continuing to give it their 100% effort. You know, regardless of what the score is, guys are continuing to be there for each other on deepest end. You know, you see a couple of dive loose balls on the floor, you know, in that game, and it just shows you how much guys wants to win. And that's what I think. Like, I don't think the results always show how everybody cares, if that makes sense. And when we lose, you know what I mean, it doesn't really show how much we cared about that game, you know what I mean? And there's no moral victories, obviously, but you look at the Chicago Bulls game, we felt like we should have won that game, but we didn't. So we come back to the next game, and we had the same type of effort, and it kind of paid for our way to win against Detroit. So it's the same effort that we had in Detroit. Come back to Cleveland, and we do it again.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Darren. Are you guys – you know, I know you try to go game by game and move on, but are you still kind of carrying that Chicago loss with you and thinking, man, you know, we can really do stuff with this. Let's show that we deserve to win that game.
Yeah, we thought about it. We felt like we should have won that game, but, you know, we can't really do nothing about it. But I think guys have mentioned it even after last night's game, you know, how much we should have had that Chicago Bulls game.
Darren Collison joining us on KHDK. First year of the Golden One Arena, and it's the finest arena in all the land, and we're also very, very proud of it here in Sacramento. But interesting thing, the Kings have 8 home wins, and they have 10 road wins. And the support here from fans is obviously unbelievable. It's a fantastic place to play. You guys are at home. But do you have any idea why it seems that you guys are as good, if not slightly better, so far this season on the road? That makes absolutely no sense.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. You know, I can't really pinpoint the exact answer. You know what I mean? And you hit it on the money. Our fans have been very, very supportive, you know, even through our tough times. And, you know, if they continue to support us like that, it'll eventually change. It'll turn around eventually where we could start winning some home games. But, you know, winning on the road is just as important too. You know what I mean? We have to be able to win on the road, you know, if we want to make it to the playoffs. But the fans have been with us since day one, and that's always been a good sign.
Darren, I know that there's plenty of games left on this road trip. You don't see Philly until early next week. I believe it's Monday. But they're playing extremely well. They got another win last night, beat Milwaukee on the road. How much has that been on your guys' radar in terms of just how well that young team's playing?
Yeah, we've actually been noticing. I think the whole league is noticing how well they're playing, and it's good for them. You know, you look at the drought that they've been through, and now they're starting to win games, and they're even winning games without their best players. So, you know, you got to give credit to Brett Brown and his coaching staff and how well he's designed that team and how well they're playing, you know, each and every single night. And like I said, even when they lose, you know, they're still playing hard, you know, and that's all you can ask for from a team.
Darren Collison's with us on KHTK in Indiana, ready to take on the Pacers, your former stomping grounds. But what can you tell us about this year's Pacers team, what you guys are up against?
We know we own one. You know, it was a team that, you know, we played well against them, you know, at our place, and we let it slip away. They have 3 really good playmakers and, you know, Paul George, Jeff Teague, Miles Turner. So we got our hands full. But, you know, I think that being in Cleveland should be a confidence booster to know that, you know, if we play the way that we play like the last few games and we come out in the outcome, we should be fine this next game.
Darren Collison joining us from KHDK. And we had some – this can be a long thing, Darren, shockingly coming from me, but we've had some comments today. There are some fans that are saying, hey – I don't want to get too excited because inevitably, you know, something's going to go wrong, blah, blah, blah. And we're saying, listen, maybe, but let's just enjoy this. And I want to tell you while we're on the phone here, ESPN just dropped a long form article that's going to get a lot of conversation today. And it focuses around DeMarcus Cousins. And it's, I think a lot of people knew this was coming. This is a rough article. Go ahead.
I've seen it. It was so long. I didn't read the whole thing. I skimmed through it, but I have a gist of what they were trying to say.
So, you know, I'm not going to go over the specifics with you, Darren, but kind of piggybacking Nate's question earlier, you're going to have a teammate, your big guy, who's going to be getting it from all ends today on a day that should be a very, very happy day for the Kings. So in situations like that, does that – weird question, dude, but does that kind of bond you guys, like us against the world, middle fingers in the air, screw you guys, we're going to focus on us?
That's an interesting question. You know, what I took from the article wasn't just so much on Cuz. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It talked about some of the things that, you know, we already knew about him. But, you know, I think sometimes his frustration can be misunderstood sometimes. And we know as his teammates, we know that's the case. You know what I mean? His frustration, it's just misunderstood. And sometimes he means well. You know, it's just sometimes it's just how he says it. But knowing that we know how he is, we do stand behind him, and we do feel like, you know, it's us versus the world type mentality. You know, we had that mentality. We always had that mentality because we know how good a person Cuz is off the court. You know, it's nothing new. We've been dealing with this situation, you know, not just with him, but all these distractions, you know, off the court with this team. And we kind of been numb to the situation where, you know, look, you know, it is what it is. We just got to go out there and play. You know, everybody's going to have their opinions against us. You know, everybody knows what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with the best situation. But we just got to go out there and do our job. And I think, like, that's why the fans has been a real key part and through this whole process, because with their support, we're able to get through, we're able to understand, like, and be encouraged through every day, you know what I mean, to continue to compete. And it's been good on the fans' part. And as far as this team in general, we're veteran players. We understand how Cubs is, and we stand behind them.
Darren Collison joining us right here on KHDK. Darren, as we wrap up, you go into Indiana. A win is a win, is a loss is a loss. And what I mean by that is you have this huge win over Cleveland. So now going into Indiana, do you guys kind of have that mindset? Hey, listen, if we go and we blow a game that we're supposed to win or compete in, it almost diminishes that Cleveland loss. What do you guys do to keep that momentum going?
Well, we have to understand why we won that game. You know, it wasn't the fact that it was just simply just making shots. You know, it's just more than just making shots. It was our collective effort. You know, I think guys, like I mentioned, you know, over and over, Garrett diving on the floor, Matt diving on the floor, you know, whereas Aaron, you know, doing a good job on LeBron James the best way he can, you know what I mean? And that effort can be consistent. You know, that effort can be brought every single night, and that has been, you know what I mean? We just haven't been on the winning end as much. But, you know, we had that same mentality like we did against Cleveland collectively as a group. We'll be fine.
Darren, great day, great win. We're all proud of you guys, and we're not supposed to be biased here, but we're way biased. Well, you know, journalists, not biased. Screw all that. It's the biggest win in years for this team, and we hope you keep that momentum going tomorrow night.
Oh, man, thank you. Much deserved. Thank you.